What the fuck is this?
Fucking thing sucks!
Why?
Disappointed!
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Shitty Song of the Week.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Shitty Song of the Week, the show where I'm a host, Brandon, and joining me once again from Fartmouth Podcast, we got Jake. Jake, welcome back to the show, buddy.
Thanks for having me again, man.
Yeah, glad to have you back on, man. Now, before we dive into everything, people, you know the drill by now. Go to our Twitter page over at Shitty Song Pod and leave us a voicemail over at 910-370-1604 with all your shit song suggestions and reviews. And while you're at it, check out our Patreon over at patreon.com/SSOTW. Sign up, become a glutton for punishment to get access to bonus content every single month. I am looking forward to tonight, Jake. As always, when we cover this topic, it's one of my favorite things to go over with Shitty Song of the Week. We're going back into some pandering country.
Hell yeah, man. Hell yeah. I listened to the Darius Rucker and Brantley Gilbert episode, so I feel like I'm primed and ready.
Oh, excellent, excellent. So I think I'm going to kick things off tonight and say what you have for last here. Tonight I've got what I like to refer to as a repeat offender. This is a group that, you know, they never fail when it comes to bringing pandering, shitty... It doesn't even have to be pandering country music. It can be just regular old country music, and this stuff is always garbage. Any song of theirs from their discography I can pick and put onto this show. And, of course, I'm talking about Florida Georgia Line.
Yeah. So they never fail and they always fail at the same time.
Absolutely. Well put. So tonight I wanted to go with something a little more on the newer side. You told me you had a new song, so I wanted to get as new as possible here. So I'm going back to about 2020 when this was released, and the name of this song is I Love My Country.
Nice.
Are you familiar with this one?
I am not, actually. This will be the first time I've heard it.
Okay, so a little disclaimer before I play this thing. This is what I like to refer to as deceptively good. I got nothing against the musicianship in this. It doesn't, like, musically, it doesn't sound bad. It's a little bit of a toe tapper. The problem is all the retarded fucking lyrics that get thrown into this thing. It's like each verse covers its own special part of pandering country. It changes things up. And then the chorus is so fucking repetitive and retarded. I'm going to apologize. It's going to get stuck in your head. This is a little bit of an earworm, but it's so fucking terrible.
Mine is the same way, man. I thought about it earlier. I gave it another listen. And same thing. Instruments are awesome. Like, so effective. The lyrics completely fuck it up. So I'm excited.
All right, excellent. Let's get into it, shall we? Yeah, baby. Now I could do without the woohoos and whatnot, yeah. But you know, right now it's not bad. I'm like, okay, you know, Brandon, why'd you bring this to the show? Yeah, you're about to find out here.
Out here ain't nothing but woods and water. Drop a deer from a stand, catch a fish with a barber, drink a beer out the can, liquor out the bottle, how the good Lord intended it. Yes, he did.
I'm going to go back ever so slightly on that one, because they're talking about, you know, just going out to the river and doing some fishing, drinking some beer, having a good old time. And when they mention drinking beer out of a can, that you can, if you listen ever so slightly, you can actually hear them popping open a can.
Mm.
Yeah, so the guy, you know, they thought about this. They put in some background noise in their fucking song.
Drink a beer out the can, liquor out the bottle, how the good Lord intended it. Yes, he did.
All right, so the verses don't have any substance to them. It's just like, it sets the scene for what should be something, and then it just immediately jumps into this shitty chorus.
Hey, Brandon, can you point me to the verse in the Bible that discusses drinking beer out of a can specifically?
I don't think I can point that one out, no.
I love my country, I love my country. Six strings and fiddles and ski from Kentucky. We keep it funky, we like how it sounds. Monday. I love my country, up loud and proud, rolling in the sound.
I don't know, you know, look, I say it all the time, country is not my thing, but I never once described it as being funky. Is that a yeah, common right. thing that you hear about when you're talking about country music?
No, I mean, sometimes the bass line, if it's an especially good, like, instrumental, can be a little funky, I guess, but not really, no.
Yeah, and you would think with the title "I Love My Country," you think they're talking about like America. That's what I right. thought. I literally judged the musical book by its retarded cover, and and looked at and saw "I Love My Country" and was like, okay, this is gonna be like this super patriotic fucking Toby Keith knockoff song. But it turns out that they're actually talking about how they love country music and they love it so much that they are killing it with their own music.
Yeah, right. Yeah. We're going to put the last nail in this fucking country coffin, man.
Absolutely.
Barbecue, steak fries, styrofoam plate date night. George Strait singing Great Swine. We turning up, sitting lakeside. That pedal still, she straight sliding over here to me. She do that Alabama shake like you ain't ever seen. I love my country.
It just bothers me.
Oh, my God. He just listed things at the beginning. What the fuck was that, dude?
He's setting a scene. Okay, so the first verse, it sets a scene about how you're going out and you're doing some fishing. Like, all these things are they should be talking about how they love their country, the actual country, because that's what it is. Like, they're talking about how fun it is to go out and fish and drink a beer, or the right. you know, the great times of partying with some friends and some good music and shit. But they're not actually talking about that. They're specifically talking about loving country music. It's so fucking stupid.
That's weird. You would think you would have done the double entendre there.
Right.
That's anything. Crazy. You wouldn't take advantage of that.
Like, I genuinely feel like they just missed them. It went right over their heads on this one.
It must have, dude. They're idiots anyway. Yeah. So it makes sense.
Yeah.
I love my country. Six string and fiddles and ski from Kentucky. We keep it funky. We like how it sounds. Monday to Sunday. I love my country. I'm loud and proud. Rolling in a town.
It's so fucking repetitive.
Man,
we got a solo coming up. I didn't expect this one. For some reason, they cranked the distortion way the fuck up on this thing.
Yeah.
And they play like the shittiest little mediocre riffs. There's really not much of a solo here at all.
Oh, man. I was hoping for something awesome.
Yeah, you would think, right, with the sweet sounds of I Love My Country, it'd be a face yeah. melter, but no. They figured out the pentatonic scale pretty good. That's about it.
Yeah, they watched a YouTube video. Yeah.
It might have been their first Deedly D's on the like ever actually recorded. So good for them. The guy's progressing, but come on now.
Yeah, they should have. What they did in like the third and fourth phrase, they should have done the whole time. It should have been that. You know what I mean?
Also, I love my country with a rock and roll solo.
Yeah.
Just, you know, throwing that out there. They mentioned pedal steel guitars. You don't hear any of that in this.
Nope.
It's so fucking
nope.
dumb.
I can rap a like Skinner and go and out downtown when I'm with her, like driving too fast down a four-lane road. But damn, sure nowhere close to the way that I love my country. I love my country.
God, it's just so fucking dull.
God. At least it's like a tad bit riffy. Like the actual riff of the song, at least there's something to that. I think back to that Darius Rucker / should have been Kenny Chesney song you did, the Beer and Sunshine or whatever.
Yeah.
And that had no like musicality to it at all. At least this does. At least it has that going for it.
Yeah, oh, like I told you, man, it's a toe tapper. Like, there are elements to this that I can get behind. It's just when they start singing, it loses me at everything. And then this guitar riff keeps coming back. They keep trying to make this solo a fucking thing. And we still have, like, another 30 seconds of this song. So
shit.
Yeah, you would think that, you know, okay, 30 seconds, they're going to play a solo and fade it out, you know, maybe repeat the chorus or to do something. And no, let's figure it out.
That's a country ass leg right there, boy.
Did you hear something at the end there that you haven't heard the whole song?
I don't know, drum fill?
Yeah, okay, this is a drum fill. There was a fucking banjo that showed up. All of a sudden, Bela Fleck comes out of nowhere with some sweet riffs, and I'm like, where the fuck was that the whole song?
Really? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so, and look, I you know, full disclosure, I didn't really have the most confidence in this song, but I was like, yeah, fuck it, I'm gonna bring it, this thing is shit, but the more we actually listen to it, this thing infuriates the hell out of me.
Dude, it just sucks.
It does.
It just sucks.
Oh, shit, so, that's what I got tonight, man. Let's go in a little bit about what you got.
Okay, so, my main thesis here with this Toby Keith song that I'm bringing is that he plays both sides of the fucking ball. The whole song, he really keeps coming back to trying to keep everybody on his side. And maybe that's a testament to, like, you know, we're so divided and we got to bring everybody together, whatever, some bullshit. But that's pandering in and of itself. But this is a giant red, white, and blue pander bear of a song, dude.
Oh, no.
It sucks so badly. It's called Happy Birthday, America. And it came out on Independence Day this year. And yeah, just, yeah.
Of course it did. Goddamn, Toby Keith never ceases to amaze me with, like, he will beat patriotism into your fucking face until you enjoy what he does. Like, this man, like, he is the only person I can think of, well, only entertainer, I should say, that profited off of the deaths of thousands of people on 9/11. Like, that shit fucking, it skyrocketed his career, and he has been riding those fucking coattails ever since, man.
Yeah, yeah, this is more of that, basically, yeah.
Jesus Christ. I'm trying to think of an actual, like, another Toby Keith song that doesn't have the word America or USA in the title, and I can't think of it.
He's got a few that want to talk about me that we
discussed
last time. That's about a chick, so.
That's right.
It's not about America. It's about the ladies, I guess.
That was a fucking terrible song, dear God. Yeah. Maybe. Okay. Happy birthday, America, goddammit.
Happy birthday, America. It's the 4th of July.
Okay, so. He sounded like he got punched in the stomach seconds before he was going to start saying, Happy birthday, America! Fucking awful.
Yeah.
I get to wake up in your freedom.
What?
But sometimes I wonder why. Seem like everybody's pissing on the red, white, and blue. Happy birthday, America. Whatever's left of you.
Okay, there are 4 minutes left of this fucking song. Jesus. I don't have to play
there's,
anymore.
There's three full verses, man.
You win, dude. You get no argument from me this week. Holy shit, this is awful.
It gets way better, dude.
I wake up in your freedom?
What the? Yeah, yeah.
In the afterglow of your freedom. What the fuck?
You were the darling when you saved the world.
Okay.
WW1 and 2. France would just be part of Germany now. If it hadn't been for you.
Oh my God.
Now your children. Than yourself. They burn your flag in their city streets more than anybody else.
So the first verse is a history lesson with Toby motherfucking Keith.
Yeah, but it's so funny that we're just supposed to assume that nothing else would have happened. That Germany would have taken over France and it would still be Nazi controlled to this day. Like, come on, man. There's so many other ways it could have gone down. That's I don't know.
Not without the red, white, and blue, Jake. USA! USA! God damn it.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And we get another chorus here.
Yay.
Happy birthday, America.
Take a sip of your beer.
It's the 4th of July. How did you wake up in your freedom? But sometimes I wonder why.
There's Lady Harmony now.
Seems like everybody.
Is that what's going on there?
Yeah, there's Lady Harmony now. They added that in.
God is pissing. On red, white, and blue. Happy birthday, America. Whatever's left of you.
Damn.
Nice little bass line.
It's a fucking dig right there.
Yeah.
But there ain't much left of America, but happy birthday to it, I guess.
Yeah, dude, that's what I'm talking about with the playing both sides. Because he's playing the patriotism side, but he's also saying, like, we got problems. It's just, you're playing both sides of the field, dude.
And he's really guilting the people that, like, he's trying to blame for this shit. Like, you assholes are out there burning the flag every day. And you're pissing on the red, white, and blue. And it's like, fuck you, you self-righteous cunt.
Yeah, that whatever's left of you feeling at the end of the chorus, that's why people are burning the flag, asshole. Like, come on, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, I love people that preach this shit. Like, they don't realize that they are the fucking problem. It's not the people that they're complaining about.
Exactly.
Yay.
Who they gonna count on when you're not there to take their call? Will the world keep right on spinning without the greatest of them all?
Yes, it will.
Without the helping hand of God,
yep,
your days are numbered, my old friend. Wish you're gonna miss you, girl. You were the best it's ever been. Happy birthday, America.
This is the saddest birthday song I've ever heard. It's almost like America died on its birthday, and he's like, it's like a somber sort of happy birthday, I guess. Like this is the last Independence Day that we're ever going to celebrate.
Yeah, that's what it feels like. I love how he says, we're going to miss you, girl. I love that he says that. I laugh every time. I will never stop laughing at that part. The reason I know this song exists is because my dad, who's a Republican, he fucking showed it to me like I was going to agree with any of the sentiment of the song. I was like, oh my God. As soon as he showed me, I was like, this is the next song I'm taking to Shitty Song of the Week. If Brandon will have me back, this is happening.
Oh yeah, you 100% picked a winner. People, don't be fucking stupid. Like, this song's not even over. I'm telling you to vote for it. God, we just reached the halfway point. The guitar solo in your song is very similar to the one in mine.
Yeah.
It follows the same format of like one riff that they repeat a couple times, and then they try to show off a little bit towards the end, and it fails.
Yep. Pretty octave-y, this solo.
Yes.
Broken down cities by the left's design.
Ooh. Pointing fingers now.
The right can't seem to get it right. Most of the time, every time I go to town and vote, I just come home with blues. The lesser of two evils. All we ever get to choose.
That's not true. You can vote for a third party candidate.
Exactly.
This is one of, this is This is like one of the dumbest things I've ever fucking heard. I cannot believe it. And I'm so glad that you brought it to the show. It's got me
You're welcome.
I'm flabbergasted and speechless at how fucking... That's like last year when Accidental Racist came onto the radar. I was I was blown away by it. This has got the same fucking reaction. This is going to get far.
Yeah, that was bad too. Also, playing both sides of the ball there again... with the left and the right and shit. He's trying to, you know, unite anybody who might like his music. And then he says the lesser of two evils thing, which if you were for Trump, you don't really feel that way. So he is taking a little bit of a chance there. But at the same time, the sentiments of the rest of the fucking song, Trump voters would love. So he's really, the whole song is just playing both ends of the field, man.
Yeah,
It's
like who are you trying to please, because you can't please everybody by shitting on everybody and then trying to get them to enjoy it at the same time.
Happy birthday, America.
Chorus again.
It's the 4th of July. I'll get to wake up in your freedom, but sometimes I wonder why. Seems like everybody.
Wow, that was that was awful. I would rather listen to an audio recording of the Twin Towers falling down. Honestly, like that is fucking terrible. And it might be one of the most pandering and somehow anti-pandering songs. It's a
I didn't
picture Toby Keith to be a centrist, so I don't know why the fuck he's singing like he's one.
Yeah, he. I remember reading, like, my parents have always been big fans of, like, fucking corporate country music. And I remember my mom had some country music magazine. And in it, it had an article where they were interviewing Toby Keith. And he said something about how he actually doesn't hate Al Gore. That he's like, he's got a, you know, he's got a mission. And he sticks to his guns and all this shit. So he's kind of always... tried to play like a little bit to the left to not completely alienate himself. I don't know. It's really weird though. You would think you would just stick to the right because that's where your money and your fan base is really going to come from. I don't know. It's weird. It's weird shit, man.
Yeah. And shit, it absolutely is. Guys, you know, I shouldn't have to tell you this, but you know the drill by now. You go to our Twitter page over at Shitty Song Pod. And you, the listener, gets to decide which one of these songs gets to move on for Shitty Song of the Year in December. If you think that Florida Georgia Line and I Love My Country it was worse, then vote for that. But don't be fucking stupid, people. Toby Keith was clearly the shittier song this week. I'm not a proud man. I will admit when I have been beaten. And Jake, you have beaten the shit out of me with that song tonight.
Well, thank you, man. Thank you. I mean, anything Florida Georgia Line is just going to be shitty. I mean, it fits the bill of the name of the show for sure.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And look, you know, I've been proven wrong, and these polls have surprised me. So there's a chance that it will win, but I'm not psyching myself up for it.
All right. Well, I'm glad that I picked a fucking winner, but.
Well, Jake, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show tonight. Is there anything you want to plug before we wrap it up?
Just listen to Fartmouth University, Fartmouth University. We're on all the podcast shit, man. And we've been hitting a pretty good stride on being pretty fucking funny lately, I'd like to say. And thanks for having me on, buddy.
Oh, absolutely. And that's going to wrap it up for today, guys. So as always, this has been Brandon. And until next time.